Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. You know, as we finish up the book of 2 Samuel, and in particular, the last chapter, we're learning a few things. We're learning that David, despite his flaws, points us to something greater. His humility after failure, his intercession for the people, his costly worship, all of these highlight why he was a good king. And yet, David's goodness has limits. He sins. He fails. He needs mercy himself. This final chapter of Samuel whispers for something more, a greater king, one who would not just intercede, but bear the full penalty, one whose obedience would be perfect, whose mercy would be unending. And as we continue to read the Bible, we see that Jesus is the better David. Where David sinned, Jesus obeyed. Where David offered symbolic sacrifices, Jesus himself became the sacrifice. Where David's mercy spared a city, Jesus' mercy spares the world. Here are a couple of ways that you can pray in this very vein. Jesus, thank you for being the flawless king that David could only foreshadow. Teach me to treasure your mercy and walk daily in your grace. Let my life reflect the kind of kingdom that you are building here and now, one of mercy and truth. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Rigoberto Jimenez and his family are national changemakers in El Salvador, and also the Dagare Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Burkina Faso and Ghana.